You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 117, Alternate Realities and the Mandela Effect, Part 3. In today's episode, I want to wrap up our conversation on the Mandela Effect and alternate realities. I will continue to discuss many things with you that I haven't had the opportunity to address in these three episodes concerning parallel dimensions and alternate realities, because I do want to share some of my own personal experiences with you on this subject. We become so fantastic in our imaginings because of Hollywood movies, and this has caused many of us to believe that something extraordinary or dramatic must happen before we can move into a different dimension. The truth is, it's not fantastic at all, because you literally move through parallel dimensions all day long, but without noticing it. Sometimes you catch a glimpse of something that may have seemed to be out of place to you, but then you quickly resolve the matter to be an impossibility and simply let it go. That's because you've been conditioned not to trust your own experiences, when in truth, that's all there is. But because you've been taught to believe in a static universe that doesn't change, it's almost impossible for you to believe that the universe we live in is always shifting and expanding. This is why we've evolved into the fourth dimension, with little to no drama, that you were aware of anyway. For those of us who could feel the great currents of energy rushing through the planet in 2012, we were aware of something that you could not sense or see, but we felt it very intensely. It really was a dramatic shift in energy, and indeed it was very real. Still, some do not believe that we could be in the fourth dimension because it's easier for them to believe that someone has the power to change historical timelines on the earth and has the ability to bring people back from the dead. I must agree that there are powerful forms of technology out there, which include the quantum computer, and they do have the ability to create many things, including many illusions. But you must remember that all technology has its limitations because it is a created thing. This is outside of their range, and it doesn't follow a line of reasoning that they would free you as opposed to finding new ways to put you in bondage. That was the plan of their technology. The fourth dimension is a higher dimension. It's less dense, and it frees you in more ways than you are aware of. So believe me when I say that this was not part of their plan. I want to point out one of the most dramatic events that I was recently made aware of that is being related to the Mandela Effect. And that is the murder of the young college protester who became a martyr in Tiananmen Square in Beijing, China. The world watched as this young man was brutally run over by a military tank in June of 1989. This incident almost sparked a war with China because of the massive humanitarian protests that were sparked all over the world because of this act of brutality. But now we find out what millions of us witnessed on national TV never happened in this reality. And that to me is astonishing. That young man is said to be still alive, but many of us remember the way the tank rolled over his crumbling body. I personally was haunted by that scene, but in this dimension, it never happened that way. These are the kinds of things that are coming out with the Mandela Effect, not just insignificant name changes, but some very powerful things that have been changed. For those of us who remember, and remember quite clearly, we can attest that something incredible is going on in this reality. I personally am very happy to hear that that young man in Tiananmen Square is still alive, because it gave me pain and remorse. And it has to have had immeasurable implications in this world because such a brutal act reverberates throughout the cosmos. And now that has been healed. This is definitely a higher dimension. And it seems that some people here made better choices for their future. So how do you know what it feels like to be in the third dimension or the fourth dimension? First of all, you have to become aware of subtle energies in order to be able to answer that question. The fourth dimension is much less dense. And for those who are in tune with their sensitive natures, their higher senses, they will feel it. People who have not developed their inner senses can also feel a difference, but sometimes you just can't put your finger on it. You can't explain what you're feeling. I want to now talk about the benefits of the fourth dimension and why you need to root yourself mentally in this higher dimension. But first, I want to point out some facts to you about the Earth that we do exist on. There are many ways to prove that we are no longer in a third dimension. And one of them is by measuring the frequency of the Earth. Frequency determines dimension. The higher the frequency, the higher the dimension. Some scientists have said that the Earth is no longer vibrating at 7.8 hertz, but is now somewhere between 11 and 12. This number will continue to increase because we are still moving toward the fifth dimension. You just need to understand how things relate to one another. There are certain places on the Earth that are doorways into other dimensional realities. We call some of these doorways things like the Bermuda Triangle or the Devil's or Dragon's Triangle off of Japan because these are the more well-known formations. But in fact, there are as many as 10 of these triangles on the face of the Earth, not including the mystical poles that do not literally exist, but are also entries into other dimensions. These locations have been studied for hundreds of years by man and have been found to be hot spots, if you will, on the planet's surface. There are 5 triangles above the equator and 5 below. And where these geographical anomalies fall is very important because it has been noted that if they fall upon land, then the people of that land are more likely to become cannibals or to have had this in their history. There are also hot spots upon the land. These are locations that have very powerful magnetic currents flowing through them, and they cause vortexes to form in these areas. These vortexes are doorways into other dimensions as well, but for the most part, humans have lost their knowledge and understanding of the vibrational universe that we exist in. We have been dumbed down by our modern-day educational systems on purpose. And so much so that we only believe in a physical reality, which is the greatest form of illusion because all matter is pure energy and there is no such thing as solidity. For those of you who are interested in the research on the triangular formations on the Earth, you can search for information on the world grid and a man named David Hatcher Childress. This will offer some very fascinating facts about the planet. There is so much to be understood about the world and our energetic universe. Ignorance and fear have become our everyday companions, but we must awaken and rid ourselves of these undesirable companions in order to free ourselves from the illusion of this physical reality. Now, for those of you who have read my book, Doors of Light, you know that I've been talking to what I call spirit all of my life. And this energy has been guiding me through my entire life. So over the past 46 years, I've been awakening to my abilities and to the truths about what we call our reality or our Earth experience. I've had many experiences with spirit, so I could tell you many things about the Earth and our spiritual evolution, but I'm not too sure how much you're ready for. So this podcast was developed to help guide you along your path and to assist you in gaining greater knowledge on many different levels. Now, I want to share a few details about the fourth dimension and why you need to root yourself in this dimension at this time. Spirit has shown me that there are many people who were carried into the fourth dimension due to the efforts of a minority who were consciously raising their vibration. The third dimension is a more hellish dimension because it has strong duality and limitation. It's a very intense classroom where we can really grow or become very stagnant. What Spirit has shown me is that it became somewhat of prison for many entities that entered that plane. It can be thought of as quicksand and very difficult to escape once you've entered into it. This is the reason why we were stuck in that low frequency for so long, for untold millennium. And it took a lot of effort to free ourselves from that dimension. And it had to be conscious effort. The ascension into the fourth dimension had to be done while we were still in our physical forms. And this is something that has never been done before. Don't ask me why, but this has been made very clear to me and to others who are privy to this information. Spirit says that the third dimensional earth is still there, and it's like a ticking time bomb that you want to distance yourself from. There are many things that are difficult for us to understand about how dimensions work, but Spirit has said that we are still very close to the third dimension, and this is why we can still experience things from that dimension. Our vibrations have to be continuously raised and rooted in the higher dimension. This is because we still have a stronger tie to the third dimensional earth as opposed to our new home. And so we must maintain this higher frequency longer in order to root ourselves in this higher dimension. People will now make a choice of where they want to be. Spirit says that many people have prayed for the opportunity to better their lives. And now they are being given that opportunity, but will they take it? It is more important than ever to let go of fear and negativity because that energy roots you in the third dimension. You don't want to be in that dimension because it is getting ready to manifest some very destructive forces. It is going to be cleansed and renewed. That's just the way of the universe. And so this is your opportunity to not have to participate in that reality. But I'm told that many are still fixed in their state of doom and gloom, and they will choose to return to the third dimension because they won't work hard enough to raise their vibrations to root themselves in the fourth dimension. Spirit is warning that those who cling to the third dimension will become mad, because their bodies are now in the fourth dimension and their minds are in the third dimension. And this is not at all natural. So I was shown an earth that was split into two parts, just as a single cell divides into two cells. And one was the third dimensional earth and the other was the fourth. The new earth is vibrating much higher and faster and continuously moving away from the old earth, which is still vibrating very slowly. As time goes on, it will become more difficult to participate with the third dimension because of the vibrational distance, if you will. So this is the symbolic meaning of the Hopi Stone that we find with our Native Americans here in the United States. Their stone shows a prophecy of two paths that originate from one path. And as time goes on, these two paths start to separate further and further apart, making it more difficult for the travelers on either path to connect with one another. In the beginning, the paths were still very close to one another, and the travelers were able to easily jump back and forth from one path to the other. But as time went on, they separated, creating a great gulf between them. And at the end of one path, you see a field of corn, and at the end of the other is destructive storms. This is what is now happening to us. We are now in this place of prophecy. Everyone must choose. Negativity and fear will root you in the third dimension. It will place you on a self-destructive path. And love and inner peace will root you in the higher dimension that will yield you the life of your dreams. Now, Spirit says that it is now easier to let go of fear and heavy low frequencies because you are now vibrating higher and faster. Although to some, this is aggravating their condition because they are desiring to remain in low frequencies. And the higher frequencies are aggravating and agitating them. So this will cause some people to begin to use drugs more, to begin to sedate themselves more because they're feeling the higher frequencies and they're fighting it because they're wanting to remain in the lower realms. And so you will begin to witness more drug abuse, more suicides, and people going mad. And it will become common because we are now experiencing the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension will assist you in healing more quickly if that's what you desire. It's easier to feel good every day and to let go of negative emotions. It's now easier to forgive and to love more deeply. In the third dimension, all of these things were harder to do because of the denseness of that reality. But now the higher energies are promoting higher experiences. You will feel greater joy, but you will also feel a deeper sense of depression if you experience that, because now things are more intense. But it will be easier for you to bounce back. Our weather will also be affected by the higher vibrations. Low dense vibrations create cold energy, and high vibrating frequencies increase heat. So we'll experience less and less of the extreme cold as we root deeper into this dimension. The seasons as we know them, or as many of us have known them, will become as one. You won't be able to discern the seasons because they will be less dramatic. This has also been prophesied. You are going through a metamorphosis, and this includes the physical world around you as well as your spiritual metamorphosis. But you are still in control of how far this goes for you. I encourage you to thank the universe for getting you this far. And now the rest of the trip is up to you. Many changes ahead of us, but as long as you continue to raise your vibration, then they will be extraordinarily good. But if you remain in negativity and fear, then your experience will not be one to be envied. I'm going to stop here because there is so much that I could share with you, but all in time. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast once again. And if you have any questions about what I have shared with you, please feel free to contact me at questions@awakenthehealing.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a beautiful week in the fourth dimension. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.